Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
May is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it, take it away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Who've You Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of three races. Who've You Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Who've You Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning everyone. 10:05 and a great day of racing today. We've got quite a bit on. We've got Werribee, we have got Mildura as well. We've got Goulburn Greyhounds, Bathurst, the whole lot. Meneagle Harness Racing, but Goulburn Gallops coming up first of all, and Brody Wills is here with the track report for us. Morning, Brody.
Morning, Fozzie. How are you?
I'm well, mate. What sort of a day have you had doing there?
We've got very thick fog that's hanging around with a bad smell at the moment, so we're waiting for that to clear for an early start this morning, so we'll, wait for that to get away. It should be a beautiful, beautiful day.
All right, terrific. So a bit of a fog around, but the track, how would you rate that today?
Track's a soft 5. We've had, as I say, there's heavy fog, keeping a lot of moisture in the top, but definitely a 5. It won't get any better throughout the day. Holidays, that soft 5 rating.
All right, so soft 5 at this stage. The rail, whereabouts will that be?
Rail's in a true position, and that's the we're back in truth. Haven't been there since March, so a really thick, fresh pad in there, and track has picked up really nicely in the last couple of weeks with some nice bit of rainfall and sunshine, so should be a great day.
All right, terrific. We wish you all the best. John Scores is going to find all the winners for us next, so we'll put the pressure on him. Have a top day there, Brody.
Thanks very much, buddy.
Thanks, Brady. Brady Willis joining us there from Goulburn with the latest on the track and so forth at 10:06. Sky Sports Radio, John Scores with us now. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Quite foggy here at Goulburn today, Sean, but generally speaking, that's going to add up to a really nice day once the sun breaks through. And, look, as Brady said, a bit of rain the other day. The track's probably going to play nicely today. Very, very clear conditions throughout the day, mate. Only meeting in New South Wales, so hopefully we're going to keep you entertained all day and find all the winners, some really good races, and the major players on the show again today here. Tommy Berry down for a couple of rides. I think I've got him winning two races, and look, a lot of the horses from Sydney and Central West with the Canberrans here, the Coast horses here, and plenty of provincial form for a country race meeting, mate. It races as good as any provincial track anywhere. Mm.
Well, right now, the first there today is the maiden. It's over 1,000. We pull out 4 Homebird. Now, number 6, Philopolis, is 280. 3 Hands to the Heavens is $4. 5 Lady Patrika, $5. 7 Territorial, 5. 2 Gay Ski is $7. 1 Denman Quality, 17. Gee, it looks like nearly everything's given an each way chance in this, isn't it?
Yeah, even for field of 6, Sean. Tricky little race. I think it'll be nice and competitive. I made it 6-2, 7-3. I had to go with Philippines here, this Avalora mare, Laurie Ray, Kathy O'Hara in the saddle, the girls teaming up there, and placed both its runs at Taree and at Fort Macquarie last prep. It's had the two nice trials to fit it up here, Sean, and it comes here with a fair few gear changes, took the blinkers off it. It's going to wear a crossover nose band, earmuffs, tongue control bit. All that's up to it being pretty hard to beat for me. I'll go with it on top. Good Gay Ski, 27 starts today, but it's been placed in 11 of them. And its last two runs here have both been really good placings in Class 1. So, look, I thought it was okay down at the Sapphire Coast there last time at the 900, but I probably just outran it a little bit. It can run well with a nice gate here again today. Look, the truth is in 7 territorials, got the blinkers off. It's had a couple of tries. First run to the new yard last time at Canberra. It just didn't get on the track. It did too much work there. But it comes here pretty fit for today's run. And the interesting runner, of course, is Hands to the Heavens for Danny Williams. And the trial there behind, well, Fell Swift, Eckstein, Bandit Fell. A pretty handy trial form. So you always got to respect Danny's horses. And the market will tell us a little bit more closer to the race, Sean. But for me, 6, 2, 7, and 3 at the moment, mate.
All right. We'll go then to the second event today at Goulburn on the soft 5. Let's just check the scratchings. There's an update here for us now. We've got a couple out. Now, let's see. Scratchings 2, Kinker Bay, number 4, Percussion, and 9, Oh Yesa. Now, 1, Jindabera, 260. 5, Matrix, 420. 11, Scent of a Woman's, 440. 3, Zorro, 750. 10, Royer's Dream is $8. Number 8, Near Salinas, 13. 7, London Times, 17. 6, Nitswan, 19. And 12, Think I'm Better, $71.
Yeah, I'm not nearly market order here. 1, 5, 3, and 11 for me. Jindabera almost found him at about $17 down at the Sapphire Coast. He ran in, that's the ticket there. Look, his effort was really solid. I think he's had the 3 runs this preparation and probably looking for the 1,300 metres. And look, soft 5, it should be okay for him. So despite an average gate, he comes in a couple with these scratchings into 9 out of 9, but got a reasonable run from the 1,300-metre shoot. So with Richie Bensley in the saddle today, I think it'll be pretty hard to beat here. Look, 5 Matrix for Danny Williams and Brodie Lloyd. This was good. Both his runs last prep, and they just outran it last time over the 1,000. Was too short for it. And on, up to 1,300 metres on its home track, got a nice gate as well. So it's probably going to get a nice run all the way. And it looks the main danger. Although 3 Zorro was pretty good at its first run for Neville Lake down there at Kemba Grange, then it went to the Sapphire Coast. It was pretty good there. I think the extra 100 metres certainly going to suit it. And 11, Scent of a Woman, again with the girls teaming up here, Kath O'Hara for Robin Luke Price. Look, it gets back at races, but certainly will be suited up to 1,300 metres today. So I made it 1, 5, 3 and 11. Apologies to Robin Luke there.
All right. Need to see Gerald Ryan's got one there. Snitch one. Now, you wouldn't think he would take that there unless he thought he had some sort of hope, would you?
Yeah, look, an interesting runner. It's a little bit hard to get a handle on it. Sean got the blinkers on, maybe might liven it up a little bit, but down the track it's only run. A couple of the trials have been only fair, but those blinkers, he certainly knows which ones to put them on, Gerald, particularly the Snitzels.
Yeah, exactly. I said beautifully bred, and its trial form doesn't read that much, but he doesn't hang on to them unless you think there's some sort of future with him, Gerald. He's quite realistic, shall I say. It's probably a good description, John, don't you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. And he knows which ones to bring here, too. So horses have got a good record when he brings them down here.
Yeah.
So, mate, watch the market. Any advice I could give you there.
Yeah, see what happens. Now, the 3rd, 6, Cockabon, number 7, Pretty and Perfect, and 9, Titan S come out. Now, here, 1, Common Purpose is $1.65, 12, Solar Cry, $5, number 3, Kinker Bay, 10, 8, Rapture Miss, 10, 10, Personable, 13, 13, Arundissimot is 13, number 11, Roaming to Win, $14, 5, Grand Icon, 23, 4, My Wolverine, 34, 2, Sacrifice, 71, and 14, Macy and Jill is $101.
Oh, well, apologies in advance for the $1.65. I didn't think it must have got in short this morning, Common Purpose. Sean, I'm with him again. I was in his corner last time here from the outside gate. He put up a fabulous performance there, Matthew Cully. Just couldn't get it. They tried to ride him a little bit quietly, and he just couldn't get in. He sat 5 wide the whole way, and his effort to run second was very, very good. Look, he gets up to the 1,200. Again, they give him the outside gate here. I'm not quite certain what the tactics might be, but there's a little bit more pace in this, so he just wants even luck, and he's too good for these. I made him a good thing. We might have to try and mould him into something else, but he's the first good thing of the day for me, Common Purpose. Look, 13, I thought this would race okay off the inside gate, Arundissimot, and getting up to 1,200 metres. Only a lightly raced filly for Danny Williams, and I thought she was okay at the Canberra, that fillies and mares race behind Mermaid, Homebird. I thought the way she raced there, the 1200 will suit her here second up. Now, Solar Cry, pardon me, this has showed plenty of potential at the trial. It showed really good speed here last time, over 1300 behind O'Lordy, but it's had the 3.5 week break, and it's had a barrier trial as well. It's again drawn deep, but I think it'll probably press forward again back to the 1200 metres. It's going to run a cheeky race for a fairway here. I thought Roaming to Win was okay. I didn't mind the look of it in the yard either down there at Wagga in that race that Bill Bandito just ran them all into the ground. I thought it was a pretty strong race. So, again, the 1200 metres is going to suit it. But whatever way you shake it up, if it gets even luck, it's going to be too strong for the common purpose. One a special 13, 12, and 11, Sean.
All right. Interesting race. How with a few of the Monday Lightly race too, John, isn't it? There could be a couple of curve balls in there that improve.
Sean, these maidens that are here at Goulburn, you look down the track after 6 months and see where what they've gone on to. This could be a race with a fair bit of depth. I think he's a promising horse, common purpose.
Yeah, too right. All right, now the third, a maiden, and this is over 1,200. Now we pull out, I've got to jump to race four here. I've been looking through the form there, John. Here we go, race four now for the today at Goulburn. And the scratchings here, take out numbers one, Queenian, and four, Serona Downs. Now seven, Pandaya, 225, 2 Prince of Thebes, 320, 6 Hectic, 850, 8 Sophia's Charm, 850, 5 Anxia Dane is 950, 10 Frankenbeans, 15, 11 Her Highness, 19, 3 Red Hot Tango, 26, and 9 Ruada is $71.
Well, I'm with Tommy Berry here and Greg Hickman. He's only got two rides, Tommy Berry, and I've got him on top in the jockey challenge. He's got to shoot pretty straight, but I think we're in pretty fair hands with him. I have to go with a Pandaya. 7, 2, 6, and 5 was very good at Gosford first up beyond Road to Sundown over the 1,000. Crying out for the 1,200 the way it went that day. And look, a nice filly, drawn well. It'll take plenty of beating here. I got it on top clearly. I haven't made it a good thing, but it's pretty darn close. Look, main danger is 2 here, Prince of Thieves. They've got it over a bit of a trip out in the central west there. Was solid enough at Orange. It won at Mudgee over 1,500 metres. It's resuming. It's trialled okay. I seem to think it was scratched from somewhere. It was going to go around. I might have been the last meeting here. So it'll be ready to go first up from the spell, and it should be fresh enough at the 1,200 to run well. A 6. I have to have this in the tip tier. Hectic. It forms all around 1,000 metres. Only got the one place from 7 in the past, but a little bit older now this mare. The way she raced beyond a stablemate for Beans and Lord Denman there at Canberra, I think she's racing like the 1,200 will actually suit it today. And I thought best of the rest, 5 Anxia Dane was good when it won 2 starts back here and then down the track at Newcastle, but she's a pretty consistent type. 7, 2, 6, 5, Sean.
Oh, I think you might be on the mark there too. A little birdie called Hicko I was talking to earlier on this morning, and he had a little smile on his face. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not surprised. It looks a beautiful race, but...
Yeah, too right. Now, the fifth there, put out 7, yet to be convinced. 1 Maroc, 220. 3 Divergence, $4. 9 Orange Time at 9. Number 6 Smiley at Shadows, 10. 5 Hangover Monday, 12. Number 2 Poor Corner, 16. 8 Money Ad, 16. 4 Supreme Lad, 17. 10 Eagle Strike, 17. And 11 Lady Winnette is a $23 pot in race 5.
Yeah, sure, I went the other way here. I think it's a good thing, Divergence. The 3 good thing, 1, 6, and 7. Divergence was terrific at Newcastle last time. It got back a long way, caught a bit of interference early, but gee, it hit the line well. It was a very fast run race, so look, was a race that suited horses getting back and running on, which she did really well, but she should be cherry ripe now, third up from a spell and up to the 1,300 metres for Paddy Webster. And Sean being over me takes the claim, and it gets us a little bit of head start off the toppy here. So I'm going to go Divergence to outrun these, to overpower these, should I say. Maroc is the main danger. The 61.5, he certainly earned it in this grade of race, but look, he was good first up from a spell. He'll be suited here from a nice gate. It should get a good run, but 61.5 just concerns me that little bit here. But I think they're the main two, although at 6, been pretty good. My young fellas rode this last two, Smiling at Shadows. It was terrific at the carnival, and it was good first up. So it likes about this type of trip to 1,300 metres, and Blake McDougall in the saddle today. It'll run on strongly here at the end, and I thought 7 best for the rest. Oh, sorry, 7 scratch for 2, Poor Corner. He's raced well a couple of times here, this fellow, for Tony Barton. And Stacey Metcalf takes that claim. Look, first up, he's placed 2 of 5, but, you know, he's raced okay on this track. So I made 3 a good thing, Sean, from 1, 6, and 2 in race 5.
John, did you give a rough place chance to Orange Time? It got hampered a bit at the start last day. It wasn't too bad a run, come from pretty well back.
Yeah, Sean, look, she's never without a chance, this mare. It was very, very consistent. She had a stack of racing, but Graff has kept her up for a while, and she's been racing quite well. She's never without some chance to win here, going back a couple of runs. But, look, mate, she might be one for the with a chance, but I think the 3-year-old runner at the top, Sean.
All right. I like your air of confidence there. Now we go to the next event, which is race 6, and here put out number 12, Jostle. 3 to Kernell, 390. Number 8, Vella Longchick, 650. 2, Paranto, and 7-inch Perfect, 750. 1, Belridge, 8. 4, I'm No Phony, 950. Number 9, Can She Kiss, is 12. 6, Foxtel, 13. 11-inch Cape Rock, 13. 10, A.O. Wayo, is 16. 5, Chuckle, 17. 13, Serena's Gold, $61 pop.
This is the most open race of the day. This one, Sean. 8, 3, 7, and 10. I'm going to give her another crack here, Vella Longchick. I'd forget the run down at the Sapphire Coast. But back and wide there, and it just wasn't suited. The run before that, behind Hay Now, keeps it right under notice. And I think that, look, by the fact that the winds have been at 1,200, it's always given the impression 1,400 would suit it. And they have ridden it back and forward. Jay Ford's had a bit to do with it, though. It probably raced quite well a couple of times when he's ridden it. So I'm just going to go with it at the 650, but gee, I could be a mile away from it here. This is very, very open. Obviously, the Colonel fell in there at Test Knock. Look, the overall record's pretty strong now, and I think it's got to be the main danger the way it's been going. 7, I put in Inch Perfect. This intrigues me. This come out of that Murrumbidgee Guineas, and that was a very bunch finished that day, but we saw Exocet come out and win at Morphett for long Saturday, Sean. So, look, on the score of that, and she raced well at her only start here. She got back and finished off strongly in a 1,200 here going back to March. So I think she's a better mare than what she's been doing. It's perfect. If she's found the best, she'd be right in this. And I threw the stablemate A.O. Wayo in at a double figure odds off the inside gate. It's got no weight, it'll roll forward. And it just might run a cheeky little race. I thought it was okay behind Dyfield, Nera and Zahar at the Sapphire Coast. And it's third up, and I don't think that form's too bad. But, look, this is the toughest race of the day. If you fancy something else, don't let me put you off. 8, 3, 7, and 10.
Okay, the next we take out 9, Golan Power. Number 12, Damasus, and 13, Briefcase Benny. 4, Volpe is $2.30. 3, Victory Anthem, $4. Now 5, it's a lottery at $5. 7, Heavenly Mum, 12. Number 2, Southern Gamble. And 10 Quarter V, both 14. 6 Regal Rojo, 18. 1 Got a Thinker's, $19. 8 Bond of Faith, 19. And 11 Oscar Time, 71.
Yeah, well, Sean, I don't know if I'm tipped trifectas as good things or anything. This is the best trifecta of the day for me. 3, 5, 4, 7. I'm going to go with Victory Anthem now with Mark Newnham. And he's got this Irish boy, Robbie Dolan, ride that it bolted him down there at the Nowra. That was 22 days ago. But, look, they're letting it roll along. It's bred to get a bit of a trip, and I just thought this might roll along for a fair way with 57.5, and it might be hard to beat. We'll probably give them all a good look at it after running, but, look, at the value, I'm happy enough to go with it. It's a lottery. He's been really consistent. His runs on this track have been good, and he looked at moral, and he won well down there at the Sapphire Coast, beating Ethnicity. This is obviously a much harder race, but he's got him racing really well this preparation, so I wouldn't take him too lightly. Look, Volpe, he was good breaking his duck down at Wagga. He's run prior to that over the 1,000, was very, very good. So he seems to have him right on track, Danny Williams, now, and the mile's going to suit him down to the ground. He's got a nice gait as well. So, look, I don't think there's that much between those three, but I think they'll run 1, 2, 3, whatever way you shake it up. And I threw in 7... Heavenly Mum, best of the rest. I thought she might improve a little bit today as well. But 3, 5, 4, and 7 in race 7. Sean?
Okay, the final event, 2, Jaffite. Number 3, Blue Sky. 4, Lord Denman. 5, Williamson. And 7, The Veal Thing Come Out. Now, number 1, Little Bandito, very short, $1.35. 3, Mulu Magic, $6.50. Number 11, McKellar, $8. 6, Tougher Than the Rest, $9.50. 12, Secret Image, $19. 10 Black Platinum, $26. 8 Halliday Road, $41. 13 Kentucky Angels, $41. 14 Muzzle Burst 51 and 15 Smoke Alarm 101. Il Bandito $1.35 off that massive win at Wagga.
Well, she couldn't really miss it, could you, Sean? And gee, what about when he put one or two around a tail? It showed some pretty fair acceleration there, 7.37 the official margin. And, he's back down here to ride it again, Tommy. So, look, it picks itself, Sean. We're just trying to find the exotics outside of it, Il Bandito. If it goes under, there'd be plenty of quaddies going under and multis as well. Look, it's clearly on top here. Now, put Tougher Than the Rest in for a second. I thought his debut effort was pretty strong. He's a bit of a problem horse, this horse. He can hang and do a little bit wrong. But he brings him here and he's got the crossover noseband on him, Keith Dryden, today. And he just led because he was too fast the other day. I'm pretty certain I want to ride him with a sit today. And if they can, he'll race pretty well against these. I don't know whether he can knock the toppy over, but at 9.50, I think he's our Quinella horse for me. Look, third pick, I put in the 11 here. For Danny Williams, this McKellar hasn't raced for a long, long time. Trialled on the Acton recently, but gee, the day it won, it really turned a few heads and it beat a few horses that had gone on and won well sixth. And Dolly's Juice and Toro, that was a pretty handy bunch. She probably had a few issues, pardon me, Sean, but got a bit of ability as well. So it could be strong laid here. And 8, Halliday Road from the inside, gave plenty of race fitness on his side. And he'll win a cheeky race here as well, but look, they've all got to beat the one, haven't they? And $1.35, I can't make this a good thing, Sean. But if you don't know what it is, you're probably in the wrong industry. One on top from 6, 11 and 8, mate.
Yeah, it's interesting, the McKellar, the 11 that you pointed out. It's another Wagga winner that went there, Danny Williams's. But he was super impressive, that Il Bandito, the other day. He just spaced him.
Well, and look, we spoke to Tommy for Thoroughbred Central after the race, and he's pretty adamant that he's a fair galloper and a city class horse. Mm. So, you know, Matt will just pick these off and get the confidence and get the racecraft about him as he always does. You might see him up there pretty shortly. He's just too good for these. 1, 6, 11, and 8, Sean.
And the other thing, Ty and Thief, he's sort of just one of those smoky sides at the moment. All of a sudden, these horses are starting to fire.
Yeah, they are, and you wouldn't take them too lightly. And Matt got this horse, he told me, down at Wagga, off the back of his success with Rombaro, who was also by Time Thief. They finished up selling it to Hong Kong for quite a tidy little sum of money. But, they can go, these horses, and they're pretty well versatile as well. There's no real specialist trip for them. Obviously, they've got a stack of dash at the moment, but... if you can stretch it further than 1,000, it's going to carve out some pretty fair time, Sean. Chasing it, it's going to put the asset on them a long way from home.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's your best today, John?
Sean, I've had two cracks. We've got a fair few shorties today, but I've had two cracks. That Common Purpose Race 3, number 1, I think, is a pretty promising horse, as I mentioned earlier on. The wide gate again for him, but he couldn't possibly have a tougher run than he had first up. I'll make him my first good thing. And I thought Divergence, $4 about her, is pretty tidy up to 1,300 metres today. So, mate, they're my two good things. Race 3 at $1.65. In the race 5, gets us a decent little multi if Divergence can get home for us, mate.
All right. So it could be the day, as you're saying, a few little multis. Some of the shorties into one of the others, a bit of odds.
Well, that's the way of the world these days, isn't it? We take this, into the tennis, into the golf, into the badminton, you name it. the punters have become very, very versatile, Sean.
Yeah,
it only takes one to come unstuck to finish you.
Yeah, but still, you can't win with sitting in your skyrocket. You've got to have a go.
That's right. And look, it costs a lot of money to live these days, Sean, with our lifestyle. So you've got to pinch the money off the table wherever you can get it. And I don't mind taking the short about something. If I think it'll win, I can easily stand there and say, I'm not going to back this as $1.65, and then stand there and watch it win by 3 lengths.
Well, I've
That's
tell
not
you,
very clever, Sean.
My son had an absolute picnic on the weekend. He loves betting on the footy, and he loves betting in the run. And he's a gun at it. Got me worried he's going that good.
too much for men from our era, Sean. I'm struggling with the text messages and Twitter and the like, so... betting in the run's a little bit beyond me at the moment, but there's plenty of options for the punters. Mm. It's just a marathon these days, isn't it?
Well, he was getting $7, $8, $13 sides in the run, and they were getting up. And he's just he's had a picnic, so I'll be snipping the boy. Anyway.
Well, they do change, don't they? They do change so much, the complexion of those games. And the 2020 cricket's the one where you get all the value, they tell me.
Too right. Oh, no, it's just a matter of having a look and see what you can get at tab.com.au. Now, we'll talk you through the day. Exactly. We'll talk you through the day and get the late mail off you, John.
I'll look forward to it, Sean. Good punting.
Thanks, John. John scores at Goulburn today, 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
It's approaching 10:30. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, injuries in yesterday's round 11 matches have overshadowed today's announcement of the Queensland and New South Wales origin teams for game one. Penrith's Peter Wallace is under a cloud for New South Wales. He was expected to get the nod over Robbie Farah for the number 9 jersey until he left the field with a groin problem yesterday afternoon, while teammate Bryce Cartwright hyperextended a knee, also failing to finish. Veteran Maroons forward Nate Miles will have scans on his knee just hours before the Queensland side is named today, while coach Kevin Walters told the Big Sports Breakfast it's very unlikely Jonathan Thurston will line up, with Anthony Milford and Daly Cherry-Evans the frontrunners to replace him at 5'8". Jason Day has finished second in the Byron Nelson tournament in Texas after he missed his 4-foot second putt on the first playoff hole, with American Billy Horschel claiming victory. And Australia has finished sixth in the 2016-17 Rugby Sevens series after the final leg in London. In other news, an Australian man has reportedly died while descending Mount Everest on the North Col. The 54-year-old has been identified as Queenslander Francesco Marchetti. An American doctor and Slovakian mountaineer also died in separate incidents near the summit of Everest yesterday, while the search continues for an Indian climber missing since Saturday. A man will face court this morning after the suspicious death of his girlfriend, who was reportedly pregnant at a Kingswood home yesterday. And a Los Angeles to Melbourne Qantas flight has finally touched down, to the relief of more than 300 passengers on board, after it was forced to turn back on Saturday night when sparks were seen coming from one of the plane's engines. Some of the passengers had to sleep at the LA terminal for 12 hours, with accommodation in short supply. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddy.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddy killer. So I went for Tab's quaddy cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddy with Tab's quaddy cash out.
Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it, take it away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning, Greyhound fans. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds this 22nd day of May, and I can tell you I have got the biggest show lined up for you. Four of the best trainers in Australia will join us on Going Greyhounds this morning, including Jason Thompson, Robbie